Hey, everybody. It's the Gabcast. How's everybody doing out there? I'm MV. Onan's here. The Mud King, a.k.a. Curtis Thornton, he's here. Eddie Dean is here.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, everybody? You know, when I hear B-Dub's intro music, I don't
What's up, guys?
When I hear B-Dub's intro music, I don't know whether I'm on the set of Sanford and Son or I'm having some sort of a neurological event, which is the result of a lack of potassium.
No, I got that. I said the same thing last week. It's like a remix of Sanford and Son.
Did you? Completely agree. Yeah. I didn't mean to steal your material. I had no idea. You'd said that.
Well, you know, you've been poaching guests long enough now. Now you're taking his material. What's going on with this?
Boy. If you're taking my material, you should just hang it up.
Okay, I guess I need to get into the chat room. If you're listening to the show right now, you can log into the chat room, which is available to you at ufoship.com. That's ufoship.com. And that really makes no sense. This is a podcast about bellgab.com, but you have to go to some seemingly unrelated, just completely different website to be involved with this show.
It's all the funding streams.
Yeah. It's a NASA conspiracy.
You need Van Dieven Enterprises.
This is actually a front for a criminal enterprise where we go around stealing the feet of people under the age of 15.
And then put them out in the ocean?
We don't do anything with the feet. They're displayed properly.
Business. Let's do it.
So if you need a toe, I can get you a toe.
By 3 p.m. with nail polish, dude. The Supreme Court has roundly rejected prior restraint. I'm finishing my coffee.
You're out of your element.
I'm finishing my coffee. So anyway, if you want to be on the show tonight, the number to call is 573-837-4948. It's 573-837-4948. We'd be happy to take your phone call. I don't know why it is. I'm at the chat room right now, and I don't see anything. Okay. It took forever for the list of users to populate.
That's how popular you are.
So, the last broadcast we conducted was a spec sheet episode with Curtis and me. And while we normally talk about technology on that show, we dedicated that entire show to talking about what was happening with Art Bell and the fact that he had left his show Dark Matter. And there's just so much continuing to go on in this regard that we naturally on the Gabcast are going to talk about the same thing this week. There have been so many developments that I don't think you'll find it to be a stale broadcast. I don't feel like we're going to do a lot of repetition in terms of what we said last week. Maybe we will. There are some things that are kind of axiomatic, perhaps, that applied last week that still continue to apply. I think probably the most interesting development was that as we read the Art Bell Quits Dark Matter thread, one of the themes that started seeping its way into the conversation was this veiled suggestion on Art's part that there are forces unseen in the background that are preventing his return, or at least any form of a smooth return, if any return at all, to Sirius XM. He wanted to essentially operate as an independent broadcaster and stream from artbell.com while at the same time giving Sirius XM exclusivity on carrying his show, and they essentially didn't respond to the offer. And in the meantime, I guess waiting in the wings was Coast to Coast AM, which is now airing on Sirius XM 104, as discovered by everybody last night by surprise, as the McLaughlin Group would say, your thoughts.
I'm amazed. Who could have predicted this as the turn of events, right?
Isn't that just it? I mean, I posted a message, I think it was early this morning or last night. I was like, man, who on September 15th of this year could have predicted all of this? Who could have seen any of that coming down? Has Art posted on the forum since Coast to Coast aired last night?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, his last post was something along the lines of he is considering legal action to try to minimize his non-compete clause.
Oh, my.
I don't know what that really means. I'm still boggled by the whole damn thing. It just...
You seem very... you seem at the point... Onan, at this point, you seem as though you've just lost the will to care.
Pretty much. I'm just so tired of every other word is so dissected and nitpicked, and everybody's got a motive for what it is. And it might all be true, but it's like, oh my God, I'm on overload. I wish Art Bell had a show. I wish more than anything he were doing what we all want. But there's been so much talk about this for the last, oh, I don't know what, 350 pages. I'm just like, it's just the same stuff over and over and over again. He was dishonest. He wasn't dishonest. He was this. He was, I was like, man, he's just a schmo. You know, he's not Bell. I mean, I think he has some tragic flaws like most of us do.
Not me.
And, well, except you. I'm kind of speechless on the whole thing. We don't have a show. That's it. We don't have an Art Bell show. It's not there. It's not going to happen in the next 2 weeks. Maybe sometime after that. I don't know. I'm tired of really talking about it. Sorry.
Well, one question I have is what are the stages? great show tonight, guys. Thanks. I guess I'll shit on the whole show.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. It's okay. I've been looking for a reason to go suicide. You know. Now I've got it. My note will reference you.
So anyway, Curtis, what are you saying?
Well, I was going to ask, everyone give me your opinions on this. What are the stages of grief, and how does that relate to what's gone through on the forum? Is it fair to say that this is basically the stages of grief if someone were to pass away in your family?
Well, the five stages of grief start with denial and isolation. So you go into the doctor. He tells you you've got facial cancer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to lose your face. So you feel like, I just don't believe this is happening. You go on about your life. But you isolate from others because you don't want to speak to them about it, because in doing so, you acknowledge the reality of what's happening.
Okay, so flip that with posting on a forum. That will go ahead and say that that doesn't match up. But
so maybe the denial in this case could be we can find plenty of denial. I don't even have to articulate that.
And the stages aren't sequential. They can happen in any sequence they want to. You know, go ahead.
They seem to be happening over and over again, too. Every 50 pages or so, or the next announcement or the next post by Art or George actually came in and posted last night, too, after.
Yeah, that was yummy.
I think it was like 11:15 or 11:20, something like that. But it seems like every 50 pages, the stages of grief keep repeating themselves over and over. It's crazy.
That's Eddie Dean who's speaking right now. We've had a lot of people complain that they can't tell who's who. Other than me, I'm Jimmy Chunga. We have. So, yeah, you might want to just say, hey, this is so-and-so, just so people can get that burned into their mind.
Good point.
Anyway, Eddie Dean, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I interrupted you.
This is Eddie Dean.
Don't do it that way. That sounds so gay, to be honest. Hi, this is Eddie Dean, here to talk to you about colorectal cancer.
Wait, that's not our
demo? It's no joke.
No, I think I was done with my point, whatever the point was.
Well, I talked over you so much. Just go ahead. What were you?
Damn you.
You don't remember what you said is the problem.
No,
you just don't want to admit it.
The stages of grief just keeps recycling themselves. I mean, after every single announcement from Art or George, it just starts all over. Denial, anger, what's the other one? Isolation.
No, isolation goes with denial. The next one is bargaining. If only we had sought medical attention sooner. If only we got a second opinion from another doctor. If only we had tried to be a better person toward them.
Well, the other part of this is that you're not dealing with one individual. You're dealing with at least 40 to 50 people who are all saying different things. So it all feels like you're hearing the same things over and over again. And you are, but it's coming from different people. So
we have bargaining as step three. And there was some of that. If only people hadn't complained so much on Belgav
there was that. There were the people saying, oh, don't say that because then Art will be mad at us and won't come back.
And people are blaming Jasmunda, too, which is pretty funny. But
you don't blame him? I do entirely.
Yeah, that's all Jasmunda's fault. Yeah.
The next step, four, is depression.
Oh, there's plenty of that.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Plenty of that to go around.
I just don't. Everyone seems fine. I'm so great at reading people. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, now we're back to denial.
Well, no. denial is long since passed, and from depression we go to acceptance.
But you can revert back to it. None of these things are rock solid.
Oh.
It's like it's
a sliding scale.
Well, it's kind of, you're like in the ocean, and you can float around from point to point, but you're not just necessarily going to hit one of them only once. So.
God, these are depressing to read, these stages. just imagining myself finding out I've got a golf ball growing inside my brain, and okay, I got to go to this website to figure out what my stages are going to be.
Well, I was never a big Kubler-Ross fan, but you know, that's where she made her money.
My God, this is depressing. So if stage four is depression, I have to admit, I've not moved on to stage five, which is acceptance, which is that I believe we're not going to hear art on the radio again.
Well, we can't get to acceptance because we keep getting these little toss outs about, hey, I haven't said I'm not going to pursue legal action. So, you know, it rebuilds that hope back up and you're right back into it.
Well, can I read Art's two last posts? The first of which was submitted at 3:50 p.m. today, Central Time. First of all, my sincere congrats to Premier Radio. They made the right move. Business is war. And I would have done the same exact thing and did in my day. Second, given the same circumstances, I would make the same decision again today about dark matter. There is much you do not know, and I will not talk about it because it was given in confidence and I am kind of old school, so I will not talk about those things even though it would help you to understand my decision. Third, I would love
that really annoys me. I won't talk about it. But I'll talk around about it so that I'll make you interested and curious, but then I'll shut you down from asking any questions. So it's like, just shut up. Don't say anything.
It seems to me the nuclear bomb's already been dropped, and that's in the form of Coast to Coast appearing on XM 104 as of 12:06 p.m. Central last night. So,
but how long was that in the works?
Well, what more? I'm just wondering what more, I guess because it's in confidence and you don't want to ruin a relationship you have with somebody, maybe. I could understand that.
Like,
but
he's
in terms
been
of
concerned about relationships.
But I don't see in terms of the gravity of what that secret could be. I don't really see how it could be of any greater gravity than Learning Coast is on.
Curtis, I think that George said last night in one of his posts that that this was in the works for months. I can't remember when Coast to Coast went off of Sirius XM.
Yeah.
But he seemed to allude that they've been talking about or trying to get back on Sirius XM for some time now.
Well, that makes me wonder, is Sirius XM, were they pushing him out in some way, Art?
Sirius XM in late July, early August, started cleaning shop. They pushed a lot of their talent out the door. And nobody really knew why. They were just doing it. And then a couple of weeks went by and you started to get these hints. And then I don't remember exactly when Coast went off, but it was sometime in August where they yanked it. And quite honestly, I was like, well, I don't listen to him anyway, so it's no big deal. Anyway, then it became clear that Art was going to take over. And I was like, well, this makes perfect sense. They're getting rid of no talent. They're getting rid of a bad product to offer their customers a better product with Art Bell. But I guess some management was in there somewhere saying, you know what? Art's got a track record, so we're going to leverage this. If he doesn't work out, we're going to be able to plop somebody right back in.
Boy, it was fast.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
a win-win for them.
Yeah.
So are you guys not buying generally the idea that this was in the works for months and that it just this was going to happen? I cannot believe Art Bell would be on Channel 104 knowing that he's going to be followed up every night by George Norrie. Either that was not the case at that time, or he simply wasn't told.
No, George Norrie at that point was a booty call. We've got Art. But in case something doesn't work, then we got this option over here. It wasn't, we're going to play them both. And I don't know why Norrie's saying that. Maybe that's a delusion. I don't know.
Well, that brings up really quick in the, not to cut you off, but I guess I can.
No, go ahead.
No, you cut him off.
Exactly.
I will anyway.
Exactly. In the chat room, there's a debate going on whether George is a liar or not, which fits right into this. Specifically when he called into the show, do you think he was lying in that moment about the things he said? Because he spoke in some form of something that fit into reality for me compared to what I had seen from Arn on the forum, which seemed to live outside of reality. Is George really that good of a liar and salesman?
Probably, but you know,
you think so? Okay.
I also think that things are a little more complex than that. It's, you know, sometimes, I don't know. It just, people can say things and it can be translated into so many different meanings than what was actually ever originally meant. And yet it makes sense as time goes on. And I know that that's all kind of like, what the hell is he talking about? But, I do think that George is a manipulator. I do think that he's generally down deep, out to make things better for himself and not too many other people. So would he manipulate a conversation to make it go his way and make people think something wasn't actually true? Absolutely. But he's also not that smart. So, it's a mixed bag.
I think it comes down to the heart of it, though. Because if George is conniving, then Art really was going to succumb to all of this regardless because he didn't have a counter attack.
But does Art, I mean, really, when I see George, when I perceive George and his relationship with Clear Channel, Premier Radio, I see an employee. Like when I saw Art doing that show, I saw an authority figure. I saw someone who generally is going to get whatever the hell he wants in the company. But when I look at George, I see an employee who kind of does what he's told. And my instincts tell me that George doesn't really have a whole hell of a lot of ideas with regard to what's happening.
He doesn't have any ideas. I mean, you know, not that I want to make this a pick on George Norrie night, but...
Oh, I do.
Look at the show. He's been in command of that show for 10 years. And really, if you pulled him out of it and put Art Bell back into it, there'd be no difference in the show, except you'd have more talent. He didn't take anything of that show and make it his. It was all Art Bell, still is Art Bell, just with George Norrie at the desk. You know, and I've always resented that. I didn't expect Norrie to be Art Bell, but I did expect him to do something with the show to make it interesting, and he couldn't.
I mean, it's 2013, and you're still playing Dancing Queen. What is that? I mean, I understand that you want to maintain that mental connection people have with the old show the way it was. You want to give the show that same feel and whatnot. But I just always felt like that was a little bit questionable. I mean, Art himself told George, make the show your own. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I see that happening.
I always thought that maybe George wasn't privy to some of the you know, backroom deals or some of the bigger deals or things that they were pursuing, you know, in corporate world, and he was just doing his own little thing. Well, you know, I don't know if he. I guess we really don't know, but I don't know if this effort came specifically from George or came from just, you know, a vacuum opening up when Art left.
They
swooped in there like any real savvy business person would try to do. See, just like Art said on his... Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a problem with that because it really does make Art to be the cuckold. And I will agree, he's got a few issues that seem to be hard to handle, but he's not a fool. I can't believe that unless there was something else going on that he would have allowed Norrie to outmanipulate or outmaneuver him. That doesn't make sense to me.
Can I finish reading? Let me finish reading Art's post here.
Yeah, please do.
He says, third, I would love it if SiriusXM would waive my no-compete, but they said no. Okay, wonderful. There's the first fucking confirmation I've seen of that. God damn it! You know, the people in this office building must really think I'm nuts because they have no idea I'm doing a radio show in here. And I'm sure they're walking down the hall right now. Even I do have Tourette's, but it's not that bad. I swear to God, it's not that bad. But I will tell you that as I walk the halls in this office building during the day, there are people who give me strange looks. And I feel as though perhaps as they look at me, I have the appearance of some sort of a wasting disease on my skin. There's some sort of a bacterial wasting disease, and they stay away from me.
With your face.
Well, I thought it was because of the yelling. It is. I possibly
because... No, I mean, you have cancer of the face.
Oh.
Walk down the hallway.
Look at Curtis. He's got coming in with the callbacks tonight. Jeez. That's not like you,
well,
Curtis.
Guys, I just would like to say.
Anyway, third, I would love it if SiriusXM would waive my no-compete, but they said no, and even though that's the first time I've read that. And even though I could run out and get a lawyer and perhaps win back my freedom, I will most likely not do that. Why? If I were 10 years younger, it might be a different... Oh, my gosh. This is getting worse. If I were 10 years younger, it might be a different story. I will say this. It seems crazy as hell to me that we offered exactly what Premier ended up taking. I know that's exact... They ended up taking something even multitudes less in their interest than what Art was offering because they've got no content exclusivity.
It's crazy. It's just plain crazy.
It's broadcast freely and openly over the airwaves on over 500 different radio stations, and it's George Norrie instead of Art Bell. Why would you not just go ahead and take the deal? Art's going to be back on the radio. This is clearly just a bunch of...
The only conclusion you can make is that
anger.
Art really pissed somebody off. And
really quick,
you know, I got to say that when you give somebody an ultimatum, you're probably going to piss them off.
They don't work too well usually, do they?
No.
Yeah, no, I've never seen them work well.
Curtis?
Kingdom Asai in the chat room just said that Art did a total 180 from the statement two posts later, which is like six pages.
Well, okay, hold on.
I don't know what that means. I haven't read it. I just wanted to throw it out there.
Hold on. It was something about pizza rolls, I believe.
Yeah.
That was a good joke, by the way, Art. That was really funny. Somebody was asking him, I think yesterday or something, about what he was having for dinner, and he came back saying pizza rolls.
This is just,
that was hilarious.
I'm just thinking back to September 16th when this show started, and I was in Morocco, and so I had to stay up. I think it was at 3 a.m. when his show would start over there. And so I'd stay up until 3 in the morning. I remember the premiere broadcast, just staying up, and I got the time zones screwed up, so I ended up sitting through a lot of TMZ where I otherwise wouldn't have. And
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was brutal, but I made it through. And just the optimism and happiness and thinking, man, this is just 1996 all over again. And
yeah, I agree.
Now it's a big black dong to the face.
What this proves to me is that press people, they really do have a place in this world, because none of those posts would happen on either side, the George or the Art side, if they had a good press
person.
That's a really good point, because I think people are getting numb to the fact that we've got Art and George posting on bellgab.com. I mean, that's amazing just in and itself.
Yeah.
They are numb to that. Even I'm numb to that. I can remember the years when we would years went by where people on the forum were asking themselves and others, do these people that we refer to on this forum, George Norrie and Art Bell and the rest, Premier Radio, I mean, by the rest, do they even know that we're here, that we exist? And so here they are both posting regularly on an almost daily basis, and people are just sort of like, meh, Art's here. They just sort of got used to it.
Yeah,
that really is balls out that they both post there. That really is... That's sort of a seminal moment in the forum's development in history.
And you know, in one way I'm really amazed, and another way I'm going like, are we back in the eighth grade? But
well, if we are, who's the popular people? Because I know I'm not in it.
Me either.
I was so popular, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, popularity was my big thing.
Not really. Anyway.
I think that's what brought us all to this moment, isn't it, as we're so popular.
Yeah, I feel needy. I need approval. I need people to like me. I never got it when I was young, so here I am. Love me. Like me. If I were 10 years younger, Art says, it might be a different story. I will say this. It seems crazy as hell to me that we offered exactly what Premier ended up taking. No, Art, you offered something better than what Premier ended up taking.
Exactly.
Now SiriusXM has a show that will be mostly commercials and seems much less a good fit than Dark Matter, with a host who thinks a typhoon in Vietnam causes rain in Hawaii.
Nudge.
He says, last night's show, first hour, in parentheses. Fourth and finally, I would like to say sorry to the people who did come over either by radio or the less than stellar streaming. Trust me, I understand your anger. I only wish you had enough information to understand my decision. And he follows.
That's where he misses it. We aren't angry that the stream sucked. We're angry that he walked away. I could have lived with a sucky stream for a year easy if he'd just tried to work it out. And you know, in my, in, from what I can see, that's what happened.
It seems to me, I mean, this many people cannot be wrong while one guy is right. Everyone, everywhere you look, is consistently saying he should have just stuck it out. I mean, 6 weeks is not enough time to go to an unfamiliar platform and expect to have a listener base there just packaged and ready to go. I mean, yeah, they may have blown a lot of smoke up Art's ass about the 27 million SiriusXM subscribers that would just be waiting with bated breath to listen to his show. But you obviously, and Art's not a stupid man. He knows that not all 27 million of those people are going to be there
and ready to go. How many of us have stuck with a job that we didn't want to be at because it was a practical thing to do?
Right.
Because we were hungry or because we just had no choice.
He's in neither of those situations. Yeah, right. You're right.
Or because you love it. I mean, you might do something that you dislike because you love the end result.
I think Art, for some reason, thought that this was his only move. I mean, he did say something about he's been trying to work on this stream dropping thing the entire time he's been on the air at SiriusXM. But maybe for some reason, Art thought that taking the show off the air would get quicker results, or that was the only amount of leverage that he had. And maybe his impulsiveness got the better of him this time, sadly.
Go ahead, Curtis.
I just still think that it was looking for where the exit was, and all of a sudden something presented itself, and so he latched onto it.
Really? You believe that he didn't want to?
Boy, that's a very cynical view. I have trouble buying that.
Well, I mean, think about it. It just doesn't fit reality, what I've heard up to this point. If it's some dream version, in reality, I think he was not enjoying it. It wasn't working out the way he planned. He isn't desperate, so if it's not working out, he can walk away. It's not going to hurt him too bad. That's why I don't understand why
he did virtually say that, yes.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why he keeps exposing himself from this point forward by showing up in Bell Gab and talking to everybody. That doesn't make sense. That part just disconnects you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all these things add up to where he needed an out. We should have bought it hook, line, and sinker, and we didn't. So now save face on that too. The only way I can be proven wrong, I feel, is if something does pop up there with him in the next month. If he doesn't show back up, if he disappears a month from now, then I think he got what he was planning from the beginning potentially.
See, I take Art at his word. I don't disbelieve him as far as him wanting to continue doing the show. So I disagree with you.
I think I feel the same. Instinctively, I just feel the same way as you do, Eddie. I don't quite have the cynical view that Curtis has that this was just some sort of an out to get out of the show because Art just didn't want to broadcast. I just have trouble buying that.
We're multifaceted human beings. I mean, it's quite possible both those things are true on some level. So,
look. Go ahead.
Well, it's possible he was fed up. It's possible that he's going like, you know, this show sucks. I can't stand it.
But it didn't suck. It was a great show. I agree with you,
but just because I think it's a great show doesn't mean he thought it was a great show.
And the people on Bell Gab saying, well, it just wasn't a very good show anyway. Fuck off. Everyone wants to have the interesting perspective in the room and be the first person to say something. That's what you see when you watch Fox News or any other news channel, the talking heads. They're all trying to be the first person to have a certain perspective on something.
And if
you think that Art's show just simply wasn't good, and that's what this all boiled down to, A, you're just trying to get a rise out of people, and B, you're just simply not an Art Bell fan to begin with. I don't know what else to say to someone who says that, because it just wasn't true. It was awesome.
Art did come on the forum, though, and say something along the lines of, hey, every show can't be a winner, kid, when he was talking about one of his first shows, and he said, oh, it was the EVP people, and we had Jimmy Chung as opposed to Brent or whatever her name was.
I really enjoyed being on that show. God, that hurts me deep inside in a really secret place that someone said that about me. I feel so vulnerable and exposed.
Let me throw up my exhibit B on this. Yeah. Go back to past episodes of Coast to Coast when Art was filling in on weekends, and he just was annoyed and frustrated with things, it seemed to me. If you remember, before he came back on the air, I asked, what Art are we going to get? Are we going to get that old frustrated Art that didn't want to listen to people on cell phones? Or are we going to get a reinvigorated Art? And I think we got more of the reinvigorated.
Well, he did. I think the reason he sounded so beaten down previously, back in 2010 when he was still doing occasional shows for Premiere, is because he was beaten down. There was just so much stuff happening in the background that he obviously wasn't going to talk about or couldn't talk about, that he just didn't want to be there anymore. I mean, for Christ's sake, shortly after the guy stopped doing Coast to Coast, he began publicly requesting that they stop airing Dark Matter. So his opinion of his involvement with the show, with the brand, couldn't have changed all that much from December 31st, 2010, to the point at which he started asking that Dark Matter be taken off the air. I'm sorry,
Saturday.
You guys are much more invested with this than I am, because quite honestly, I never noticed the difference, because I only listened to maybe 3 or 4 shows a month. And when Nuri took over, I didn't listen at all. So I missed a lot of Art Bell during that time. So I don't know. I don't care. I don't care what Art Bell show it is. I want to listen to it.
I agree with you.
So, and with the Dark Matter, you could definitely hear the spring in Art's voice. It sounded like he was having fun. He was joking around, you know. There's definitely a spring in his voice, and he was having a blast.
Yeah, it started off with a little bit of a stutter that first episode, and then he quickly got it. It's like after he made his first mistake, he was back. I've always said I was late to the game for Art. I didn't listen to him live until the late episodes that he was filling in on. Was the Art I knew, other than, you know, the people who are out there streaming old episodes of him. So I got to experience him being somewhat frustrated with callers and just the whole experience, it seemed like, and then listen to these classic episodes where he was awesome. I mean, there was nothing else like it on radio. So I was yearning for something I didn't get to be a part of when he came back to Sirius. And I got to experience that with Bell Gab and, you know, live. It was awesome. I mean, I totally loved the experience.
Me too.
Did you guys notice any difference in the callers' content as far as, I don't know, being entertaining or, during the Dark Matter? Because Art said something about that. He lost his base, or their, you know, speculation in the forum about not enough callers or, you know, that type of thing. I was curious to see what you guys thought about that, because I thought the callers were fine. I mean, you get bad ones every once in a while, but I thought it was generally good.
There's a
thread floating around somewhere on Bell Gab about callers that were interesting, or I don't remember the exact subject, but we had, you know, 10 years to pick out jewels out of, you know, a lot of crap. You know, we only had 6 weeks. I was fine with it. You know, there were a couple of callers I was like, wow, this is really a piece of human flesh. But Art made most of it interesting. So
that was the magic, wasn't it? Him taking something that maybe wasn't great and making it interesting.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. He's definitely a talent, and obviously has got some side of destruction in him where he doesn't want to. I don't know.
Just listening to the gears in your mind cranking as you're attempting to psychoanalyze him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we need a full report on this, actually.
Hasn't been enough psychoanalyzing on the forum.
Right.
Jesus.
We need this official.
And I didn't read the follow-up post from Art where he says, wait a moment, I said I would honor the non-compete. I did not say I would not take legal action and try to change it.
But he sort of did. He kind of danced around that early on, saying, no, I'm, you know, if they're going to hold on to the non-compete, I'll honor that. Well, that pretty much says to me that you're not going to try to pursue any legal action.
Well, that's how I would interpret that, but maybe by honor he means do what is legally required of him. And if he's able to get out of it, then it's not legally required that he stay in it.
You know, maybe that was... Go ahead. I feel like I'm cutting everybody off.
Go ahead, Curtis. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say we're suffering from the email effect a little bit here, too. We don't get to hear the tone, and he's all about the way he says something. Some of these things he posts could be completely in jest, and we just aren't getting it because everyone's pins and needles.
That's a really good point. There was one post that he, I don't know, it was 5 or 6 days ago where he was, sounded like he was beating himself up. Oh, woe is me. I guess I'm all washed up and all that kind of thing. And that was totally tongue in cheek that most people missed. As did I, you know, until he posted a follow up saying, well, see how you feel when your words are thrown back at you or something like that, you know.
You remember the show he did immediately after Ramona died and someone heard him doing the show and they called the police on him and the police because they said that he was possibly going to harm himself. And so Art had to literally walk away from the microphone because the alarm was going off and he had to tell the police, no, I am in fact not going to commit seppuku. And then he had to walk back to the microphone and tell everybody what happened. If that show got a call to send the authorities to his house, I can't believe that post didn't. I mean, it was,
I never really thought about it like that. That's funny.
Yeah,
if you just read that at face value and didn't understand the sarcasm that might be behind it or the context behind it, you would say to yourself, holy shit, Art Bell just announced his imminent suicide on a forum.
Holy shit. He called it a sewer pipe instead of suicide.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
By that point, my eyes were so glossed over, I was just like, I have a goal to read every post because that's what I need to do. I have to read every post because that's what I have to do. I got to tell you, the last 60 pages of Art Bell Quit.
I'm a beaver. I make dams. That is what I do. I chew the wood, and then there's a big thing of water. I stack it in. I make the water stop going because it's what I do. I'm a beaver. And then I'll go somewhere else. I'm going to do that again because I grab the wood. I make a dam. I'm a beaver.
That's exactly it.
I never thought your personality could be boiled down in that fashion, Onan. I always thought you were a slightly more complex individual than that.
No, there's not.
Impervious to the impulses and general failings that the rest of us face.
No.
He's just a beaver.
I'm just a beaver.
Well, if you want to call the show tonight, you can do that. We had a lot of calls on the previous broadcast we did on this subject, which was during the spec sheet last week. This is the Gabcast, by the way. I want to make that clear. George Norrie did not call in to the Gabcast last week. That was the spec sheet. This is the Gabcast, and if you would like to be on the show, if you were unable to get through on the previous broadcast, there were a lot of people who just didn't get through because we had too many calls. Number to call is 573-837-4948. It's 573-837-4948. Actually, as I sit here, I'm a little bit surprised that nobody's called in yet. And I'm beginning to wonder if maybe there's perhaps a problem with our phone system. Is there anyone in the chat room commenting on not being able to get through on the phone?
No, they're asking why we haven't got calls, but no one's saying that they've tried to call.
We're so goddamn riveting. That's it.
Right. You guys are the what's that? We are who we've been waiting for?
I am who you say I am.
Anyway.
I think they're not calling is because I posted the wrong number.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, and I felt like a real dick after I did that.
Well then, 573-837-4948, 573-837-4948. Stick around, we're back in a minute. This is the Gabcast. If you want to be on the show tonight, the number to call is 573-837-4948, 573-837-4948. And as a special surprise, which is, well, why I'm going to need a change of clothing soon, I hear we have Art Bell on the phone. Hi, Art.
Hello there.
Oh, my
gentlemen,
gosh.
How are you?
That's unbelievable.
Doing well. How are you?
I hope my nervousness doesn't show.
I'm quite stunned. I'm going to go over here in the corner and just listen to everybody else talk.
So, Art, are you annoyed with us yet? I always have the feeling that when you hear these shows where everyone's sitting around henpecking everything you're doing and the things that you're talking about publicly, that it's probably annoying for you. I'm wondering if my perception on that is correct.
No, it isn't. Otherwise, it would have gone away.
Okay. Well,
you make a good point.
Well, I guess I'll say I'm so supremely depressed with the fact that we can't hear your radio show anymore, and I don't care in what capacity we hear it, from where, what the platform is, just the logistics of how it happens. Is there anything you can say to make me less depressed?
Not that I can think of. I'll say this. Look, it is what it is. I was surprised, like everybody else, when Coast suddenly showed up on 104. I guess not. When I say surprised, not that surprised, because I had a feeling something was going on, and sure enough, it was. I think that George may have posted something suggesting that they were in negotiations, and he may have mentioned something about paying. So there, whether or not any money changed hands in this deal, I don't know. But if it did, that certainly changes the equation a little bit. Look,
I don't want to be too petty here, but I can't think of anybody wanting to listen to George unless he did pay them. So I apologize, but
Funny. I turned on the show for just a few minutes last night, and I heard George ask somebody, I swear to God, if the typhoon, which is now in Vietnam, was causing the rain in Hawaii. And I shook my head and turned it back off again.
So Hawaii is not next to Vietnam then.
But can you see it from your backyard? That's the question.
See, that would have been logistically really great during the Vietnam War. We would have had just such awesome mechanics at our disposal during Vietnam had it just been right there off the coast of Vietnam, but it's not.
Yeah, that's right.
I am constantly
amazed.
Here
we are. It is what it is. In other words, they've put that show on, so all the time I was waiting for some word from SiriusXM, apparently that's what was going on behind the scenes. So that's a done deal. Now, the only question left in my mind is the non-compete. And there is a non-compete, and yes, I did sign that. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that with radio or television or motion pictures or whatever, anytime you sign an agreement, it always contains a non-compete. Always. I mean, that's standard. So I'm left dealing with that and what to do. Well, initially I thought, why fight it? But my opinion now is, go ahead and legally challenge it, and so we'll see if we can deal with the non-compete. If we can, then we'll go ahead and do a show, and I'll do what I said I would do and stream for free at that. I kind of find it ironic, somewhat hypocritical, that during the time that I was in negotiations with SiriusXM to simply allow me to stream, because the streaming wasn't working over there well at all, they ended up going with somebody who did exactly what they said they didn't want to do.
That is the craziest thing.
Yes. They just bring in an inferior product that's got even less no exclusivity, and the guy that everyone really does want to hear is not going to be allowed on the air. Hi, do you have a question for Art Bell? Hello?
Man, we lost him.
Okay, well, I understand the nervousness. It is the great Art Bell.
It's not the great Art Bell. I'm just me, guys. I'm not absorbed with myself.
Well, Art, I have a question, and my instinctive take on this was, I'm tired of people saying that there were no streaming problems and that Art's just blowing smoke up everybody's butt. I had the problems. There's post after post after post after post on the forum of people having the problems. So my question is this. Does a contract of the nature of what you signed, does it typically contain a provision that requires your boss, the company, the platform through which you're broadcasting, to transmit the show to the listener in an appropriate, reasonable fashion? And if that provision does exist and they don't do it, aren't they in breach, and doesn't that cancel everything?
That is certainly an appropriate argument, sure. It is an appropriate argument, and one that we will make if we get to that point. So if we challenge the non-compete, yeah, of course, that's going to be an issue. That was the issue that stopped the show. And as I said in the message I think that I posted earlier, I would do the same thing again if faced with the same situation. A lot of people had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. And what was going on was meeting after meeting after meeting. And I told SiriusXM that this would affect our partnership if something wasn't done. So we had phone conferences with the brass at SiriusXM about the streaming problem, and there was a lot of talk, but the problem is still there now. And there are aspects to this that I know of that I can't discuss because I did receive the information confidentially. But, you know, if it gets to a court challenge of the non-compete, then it'll be a different story.
Oh, please, God, challenge it. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell?
Yes. Just want to say, well, I'm not sure if we're still saying Roswell, but it's good to talk to you at any...
No, you're not allowed to say that, but continue.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to ask him, like, if he thought, like, you know, there's, you know, if he would want to do this if George Knapp was, you know, a full-time host, or if, you know, someone of, like, that caliber was the host of Coast to Coast, if he would just be okay in retirement rather than, you know, fighting the non-compete or even signing a series.
You know, I said a long time ago that if George Knapp, who is a great guy, was the host of Coast to Coast, I wouldn't have even tried to come back with Dark Matter.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Because I've listened to George Knapp, and I like him, don't get me wrong. But, man, I don't know how to say this to you. You, and I'm not trying to blow sunshine up anybody's rear end here. You really, man, you were a big part of my nights for a decade. And I miss that. And I don't want you to ever try to minimize that in thinking that, you know, well, George Knapp can do it, or, because they can't. I've never heard anyone be able to master the radio the way you do. And
well, the question is, why can't people do that today? Why is there not another Art Bell that's come up?
No one can encapsulate. If you could answer that question, there would be multitudes of Art Bells. And I will say this.
Right.
The genre itself and art, not trying to blow more smoke, but we may never speak again. So I gotta get it in. I've never really cared about the genre enough to listen to it being discussed by anybody other than Art Bell. I've listened to all the replacement hosts on Coast. You can go listen to as many podcasts as you want, but there's just something intangible about Art Bell talking about this stuff that you can't, you just don't find anywhere else.
And we don't want to make you uncomfortable with the compliments, but we want you to understand that, you know, by saying, well, shit, I've said enough. Sorry. Go ahead.
Look, thank you all very much. I really appreciate that. You know, I'm just me. I'm not.
We get that. We get that. But yeah. Just you is pretty important to us.
And Art, also, I'm sure there was a period of time on the forum as you announced your departure from SiriusXM. I'm sure there was a point at which you said to yourself, "Holy, you know what? I mean, these people are supposed to be my fans. I can't believe." Some of the anger and vitriol and just the visceral nature of things that I'm seeing right now. But you got to understand that people are so passionate about you and the product you deliver and their desire to hear you back on the radio that's just sort of how it manifested itself as people were in shock and they just didn't know how to deal with things. And I'm guessing you've probably reached that conclusion yourself already without me having to say that.
I am just as passionate, if not more so, than my audience. I love it. You know, I absolutely love it. And for anybody who thought I wanted to quit, boy, is that wrong.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Art. Hi, Art. It's Ross. Just want to say thank you for the many years of amazing shows. You know, I like many people, hope that you fight the non-compete. I know it's something that would be a battle, and I wouldn't blame you if you just said, you know what, screw it, I don't want to go through that. But, you know, I just want to say that I would love it if you're back on there, as everybody else would.
Thank you so much. I'd love it, too. So we're going to see what happens. I said that I would follow this through, and I said that I would get to streaming and for free if I could. That's my goal, and I'm still trying to do it. So,
hey, Art, I have a question for you in that regard.
Sure.
Are you concerned at all? I mean, you were a little, I don't know what the word is to use. I'm still nervous because I'm talking to you, but you were bothered by the fact that it seemed as though your base just wasn't there, possibly because of the platform itself. The streaming issues certainly did not help, particularly as far as getting new subscribers was concerned. And so I'm kind of curious as to what your thoughts are, what your expectations would be if you were to just stream through your website Do you think that you would have an uphill battle there in rebuilding your base and getting an established audience there? Do you think that would be a problem?
Not for a minute, no. I think that if we offered a free stream and we offered a quality product, and I consider, by the way, that Dark Matter was a quality product.
As do I.
And I think we all agree.
We were just Absolutely. Getting off the ground, and it would have become better and better and better. But there was not a viable future with the streaming problems we had. Now, again, I offered them within 48 hours a proposal that we simply continue as we were, except that I would be allowed to stream either for a year or until the streaming problems were fixed. They said no and then turned around, within a week and put on a show that was an awful lot more public in terms of radio stations and streaming and all the rest of it than we were proposing to do. We were only proposing to stream 4 live hours for 4 days. It would not have brought the walls of Jericho down.
Well, Art, do you think that helps your position on the non-compete, being able to say, look at what they did in light of what I offered them? Is that going to help you think, in your position, to be able to say,
well,
hey?
I think a lot of things that, unfortunately, I can't talk about would help in trying to defeat a non-compete. In other words, things were said and things were...
So if you were to give a percentage...
Asserted that didn't... That I can't talk about right now. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. No, that's all right.
That's okay. Jasmunda, hi. You got a question for Art? I'm sure you do.
Yeah, hi, Art. I'm Andy from Australia. Spoke to you a few times on your show, and I just wanted to just lay it to rest. Was it me and my calling that ended the show?
His therapist has asked him that.
No.
Art, you were supposed to go along with a gag. We've been ragging him for 24 hours about this. You just blew open.
No. Look, somebody did make a comment on Belgab that I did take to heart, and that was about the Halloween show. But it wasn't because of that comment. It was because that comment was true. It was a weak show. And
why?
The reason it was a weak show is because at that point my base had pretty well gone. My call screener was unable to call the people who had sent in emails. He called quite a number of them, and then after a while was unable to get through. And, you know, so, yes, it was a weak show, and that comment did, you know, it hit me as being true. So it wasn't comment itself that did it. It was simply the truth of the comment that I recognized.
Art, is there perhaps a clause in your non-compete? I don't... have any knowledge about the non-competes and how they work, but is there perhaps a clause in there that you might be able to challenge because you were only on the air for such a short time?
I don't know, but I can tell you this. The non-compete covers streaming. The non-compete covers virtually every form of communication invented, and some of those not yet invented. So in other words, it covers right across the board.
So you can't even stand on your porch and talk to your neighbors without SiriusXM coming in?
Pretty close. It's very comprehensive. So if I have any hope to do what I want to do, and that is stream, then I'm going to have to legally take care of this non-compete. That's how I want to do it.
I asked this question on the forum to you. I don't know if you were able to see it. Is there anything that we common folk out here can do to help you?
It's a good question. I'm not sure what that would be. I guess, I don't know. Maybe go to Sirius and hold up signs saying "Free Art Bell."
Well, we were going to hold up "Save Evan" signs, actually. But I'd be willing to go to the Art Bell side of things too. I can make more than one sign. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell, please?
Hey guys, hey Art. This is Dortmunder from the forum. I'm calling in on faulty Snoopy phone, so forgive me. But I have a question, Art. I don't know if you got a chance to see George posting last night. He was trying to do some damage control. But he mentioned something to the effect of, if Art Bell hadn't quit, then we could be going back-to-back right now on Channel 104.
Ugh.
And I think more than a few people laughed at that, but I was wondering what your thoughts were. Would you have ever done something like that?
Well, when I look at when George obtained his new crown, date-wise, it would suggest to me that these talks might have been going on prior to my...
Prior to my
leaving. I can't be sure of that, but it certainly would suggest that.
I rub elbows with a lot of management people, and they're always conniving. They've always got some back deal going on to cover any
contingency,
right? That might possibly show up. And I don't want to speculate much further than that, because then I would just show how stupid I really am. But
Art, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were done.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, Art, you know, something even before you announced your return to Sirius, something that I thought would have been just so awesome is if you would have run your show directly through K9 and streamed it from K9 as a K9 product and then somehow allowed other radio stations to syndicate with that. Is that something that could ever be possible in the future? Is that logistically possible? Is it a bad idea? I'm curious as to your thoughts on that.
You know what? I don't want to go back to terrestrial radio.
Really?
I don't want to. No, I've had many offers to do that, and I really don't want to do it. I want to do it on my terms, and right now my terms need...
Well, you've always been a... I'm sorry.
I would like to stream. That's number one.
You've always been a groundbreaker in that way. I mean, you were the first one to really bring the internet into radio to begin with.
I remember in the late 90s, Art having video, of himself doing the show from the desert in Nevada, and then like 8 years later, Rush Limbaugh starts providing video on his website and proclaims himself to be the first person ever who done it. And I'm just thinking there's a big, huge elephant in the room here, and his name's Art Bell. I don't know why he's not being mentioned here. You were a pioneer in all of those regards.
Don't forget that cats are now a really popular part of the internet, too.
Actually, guys, it goes back even further than that. We associated a BBS back in the days of dial-up.
That's right,
a lot of people remember that.
With the radio program. So, yes, I think we were first out of the chute with that.
Art, another question, Art, that I've heard people ponder over many, many times over the course of the years is there have been a lot of people who've popped up little pirate radio streams of your show here and there on the internet, and people have always been curious as to what your take is on that, how you feel about that.
Well, okay, here you go. You know, at the beginning, we were taken aback by the amount of pirating that was going on. You know, it was up everywhere. My shows were showing up the next day on the internet. And then it got worse. People were doing live streams. And, God, it's like, how come everybody else can stream but me?
Isn't that just the silliness of the era we live in, the DMCA, and just all the rules? I mean, everyone can break the rules except the people who are following the rules
and creating the content.
I could not have said it better.
Was Sirius actively going after these people, or were they just letting it slide?
I don't know of one instance in which they went after anybody, but they might have. I certainly wasn't aware of it.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell?
Hey, Michael. Hey, Curtis. Art,
hey.
And everybody else. It's Jordan and Muncie.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
And club number three.
Yeah. I've got a question. Art, you seem really interested in being on the air in some capacity now. I just wonder at what point all this becomes not worth it anymore. And also, what's your motivation to be on the air? Is it money? Is it just to have something to do? No, it's not money.
Money I have. My motivation in being on the air is I love it. And I'll say this. My motivation in being on the air is because of what's on the air now. I really love a quality product, and
there's few of those these days.
I'm trying to be careful in what I say here, but my goodness,
we'll say it
after you leave. I did turn on the radio for a few moments last night at the beginning of the other show, and the first thing I heard is the other show's host suggest
that a typhoon that was over in Vietnam might be the cause of rain in Hawaii. Yeah. And I just kind of like shook my head and went.
We've been dealing with that for a decade now and screaming in the wind. And I will tell you, the reason Belgab is successful is because there's a thing called Google. And on this thing called Google, people have a tendency to type the words George Norrie sucks. And I will tell you that probably 75 to 80% of the people who populate that forum found it as a result of typing those three words. I have never seen with such uniformity and ubiquity such displeasure with a radio talk show host and how he maintains this control over that show that he's maintained for a decade now. Is it, it's a declining of standards among Americans, or is it just the fact that he's malleable and corporations like malleable people? What is it?
I think all that's fair. In terms of, it's fair. Look, I love the genre. I love the paranormal, and I want to see it treated fairly. I guess that's the best way I can put it. And I don't think that it's getting a fair treatment right now. Do you?
I would agree. No.
It's dead to me.
It's not being challenged.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
First, a couple of things. First of all, the man can't even ask a coherent question. He doesn't follow the conversation. He's hardly ever prepared for whatever the person's talking about. And then he says inane things like, do you think comets have a brain? I mean,
and they know which side of the earth to crash into.
I know. The paranormal deserves better.
Much better.
It needs to be, especially now
when there's so many different things out there to hear that quality doesn't rise to the top like it should.
Well, there probably are some people out there doing pretty good shows. I don't know that they've received enough attention or wide enough distribution to be effective. And it is tough. You know, it's a tough road to climb. I'm lucky because I've got a name. I'm lucky because I built a program. And I have to admit, you know, I'm the one who laid down the law and said, look, if we can't stream, if we can't get to my base, if we can't see the future growth of this program, then I can't continue with it. And that was on Monday.
Yeah, that crushed me, by the way. I want you to know that. That crushed me.
Well, I think one question...
I mean, my life's a little more fuller than that, actually, but I was like, please, man, just stick it out. It'll get better. I promise it'll get better.
Hold on just a second. Art, I guess that's a question for you is, what do you say to people who say, and this was my take on the matter, that 6 weeks in the context of broadcasting just isn't enough time to really build anything and that maybe you should have stuck it out just for that reason alone? What do you say to that?
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people say that. Well, I could have stuck it out, and when I do a show, whatever show it is, I give it 110%. I mean, I really work my butt off.
I believe that.
The show.
It shows, too.
And
why we're here.
I was willing to continue to do that, but only if we had a way forward, only if we could continue to grow it. And under those conditions, we could not continue to grow it. So I'll put forward that effort. Trust me, guys, I will keep plugging away with all my heart and all my soul. But I want to see that I have a road I can go down that's going to lead somewhere.
All right. And well, let me offer you this. I live in North Carolina. The police can't find anybody in North Carolina. I got 2 acres. You can do anything you want. Just an offer. Play around with it for a while. Yeah.
Talk to Aaron, see what she has to say. He can help. He can hook you guys up with a really nice tool shed. It's got running water.
I
know North Carolina. I was born there.
Hi, you're on the air. You have a question for Art?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
yo, Bob.
Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hi, Art. I would like to ask you if using the services available currently that Sirius has, and with what you've seen, people that can do things on the internet with your show and your product already, is there any viable solution out there that going forward you are seriously considering and are going to do once, even if you are held to the 2-year non-compete?
Boy, I'm not getting all this, guys. Could you repeat the
He was basically asking you where you're going to conduct business if and or when you get out of the non-compete. I guess that's the gist of his question.
I think a follow-up to that is I know there was a test happening on your website for streaming. How did that – what were the results of that test?
The results of that test were very good, and if we can get out of the non-compete, we would stream from there. You know, we'd do it from a studio here. We would stream from there, and we had servers lined up from here to Toledo, Ohio. In other words, we could have handled as many tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands as would care to stream in.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art? Okay, I guess not. If you want to be on the show, the number is 573-837-4948, 573-837-4948, as we chat with the legendary Art Bell, which is why my stomach hurts as a result of nervousness. Is everyone still here, by the way? Can everyone still hear me?
Yep. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because I think Eddie Dean was just removed from the conference. I don't know, Art, is there... I mean, is there anything more to this situation than has been pondered publicly and pontificated over?
That can be.
Speculated
well,
on?
Well, there is, but as I've mentioned, there's information I was told in confidence, and I'm keeping that confidence.
Sure.
At least up until the point that we get into some sort of legal situation, and then, you know, Katie, bar the door.
Hmm. Yeah. One question I have for you. Is when you first started out with the deal with Sirius, how big was streaming in your mind at that point? Did you see it as a major vehicle for broadcasting the show, or was it something after the fact when it had a problem that you realized that?
Well,
wait.
Good question.
Actually, I received a message from the management person who enticed me to come to Sirius in the first place, which suggested that the streaming was wide open, available in America, Canada, and worldwide. And, you know, that wasn't exactly true.
No. Hi, you're on the air.
Reminds me.
Oh, go ahead. Let's go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, Roswell.
Hey there.
Roswell, this is Dan 7800.
Hey there. What's up, brother?
What's up?
I was wondering what you think about the old streams, like fine art streams.
Oh, great question.
Yeah, that's that's basically the same question. What do you think about the pirate streams out there that are playing old Art Bell shows?
Okay, I was starting to say earlier that in the beginning I was pretty upset by the amount of piracy that was going on, but as the streaming difficulties became apparent, very apparent, I told Keith, I said, look, you know, until this gets fixed, let them go. You know, stop sending links back to Sirius. And we had been doing that. We'd been sending links of pirate stuff back to Sirius to let them handle it. But it got so bad, it got so rough that I said, you know, let them go. And that's where it stands.
What about in the interim, the 10 years prior to your return to Sirius? I mean, those types of streams were everywhere, just as people longed for the return of the great Art Bell. Did you ever have any thought about those streams playing your coast-to-coast shows prior to your return to Sirius?
Well, no. Those were owned by and are owned by Premier. And if Premier wanted to stop them, then Premier had to get out there and do it.
You know, in my opinion, they've got to be the dumbest people that walk. I mean, talk about advertising for you. Playing your shows on a competing station, which is so much better than their main talent, is like...
That is odd.
I mean,
that brings up our...
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Let me put it this way. During the 10 years that I was retired and Coast was on a daily basis, I frequently wondered if anybody in management at Premier actually listened to the show.
I don't think so. I really don't.
I think they looked at the amount of money coming in for advertising. That must be there.
That would be my view as well. Yeah,
I keep bashing this guy, but it's too
easy.
Well,
here's something else I want to say. I really want to say this. I originally thought, you know what? George Norrie is a nice guy. I really thought that. And I thought that that was George's main attribute, that he was a nice guy. I have absolutely changed my opinion, and that began about a week prior to the program when they put on a guest who had said horrible things about me.
Oh, believe me, I said.
And then continued to get worse and worse and worse. So my opinion of George Norrie is that he lost his main attribute, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which alone isn't enough of an attribute to sustain a radio broadcast anyway. Hi, you're on the air. Do you want to ask a question of Art Bell?
Hello, this is Jack in Seattle.
Hey there.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Art, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, that's great. One quick question. Do you think that the weather on this planet is being deliberately controlled?
No, not really. I don't think we have the ability. I think we've made attempts to control the weather, but I don't think they've been successful. If we were able to control the weather, a lot of the bad stuff that's happened recently should not have occurred.
You know, I'm kind of curious, just asking Art Bell-type questions rather than questions specifically about all of this business stuff. Over the years, Art, you've taken a lot of criticism from people because you're not necessarily on board or not on board at all with the whole 9/11 conspiracy notion. And right. That was one of the things I always appreciated about you, because you're one of the few hosts in this genre who are not walking around with tinfoil on their head, believing that a missile struck the Pentagon. And I'm kind of curious if your position on the matter has evolved over the years.
No, actually not. I was awake and watching when the planes hit the Trade Towers and the Pentagon, and I still think the planes hit the buildings in the Pentagon. And so, no, I don't think it was somebody with dynamite or some other, you know, C4 or whatever that blew up the buildings. It is what it was. And
yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Me too.
What do you think about people out there?
And I took a hell of a lot of heat.
You did?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I said that, so.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell? Hello? And I guess you do not. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell?
No.
Hello?
But do you have anything to share with us at all?
All right. Number's 573-837-4948, 573-837-4948. Do you guys have any more questions for Art? I mean, we've really just plugged his... he must be sweating at this point. We've really worked him.
The only question I have is
fine,
for the
no
last...
What was the last question?
At least for me, this is Curtis. What's your opinion of podcasting and the future of that? Do you think at some point it's going to take over where terrestrial radio is now? Do you think?
Oh, I think it is a future. It's so totally the future, and I think it's even the future for Sirius XM, and I have told them as much. It is a future, and if they don't get on board, the years are going to pass them by, and the technology is going to pass them by. So, yeah, it's a future. Look out terrestrial radio. Look out AM and FM, and look out satellite radio. You either get on board, or you'll be left behind.
I don't even think podcasting is the future. I think it's the present. I can't really. Aside from your show, Art, maybe occasionally Rush. I can't really think of many shows on terrestrial radio that I would care to listen to. Everything else I listen to is in the form of a podcast, and it seems to me, as you look around at statistics across the country, radio stations are seeing record lows in their revenue. The Grim Reaper, he is knocking on the door. I just don't know how many of them really acknowledge he's standing there.
I think it's
there.
Like the newspaper business.
I think radio's going to be around a long time. It's just everybody's got to stop trying to do the same damn thing. You can't do politics 24/7, and that's what people want to do, and it's just, you know, that's just so incestuous.
I agree totally. But look, the net is the future.
I agree with that.
Two ways about it. It's the future, and you're going to see a slow but sure erosion of AM and FM numbers, and you're going to see a slow but sure increase in stuff on the net. And let me tell you, Sirius XM, which you know is primarily aimed at vehicles right now, is in the next couple of few years looking at internet that's going to be in vehicles, and then Katie bar the door because everybody's
going to have it. You're absolutely right there. Yeah, I agree with that.
The floodgates just open in terms of what type of content is available to you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Art?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Art. Yeah, you're the best, man. I'm so sorry everything going on, but it was good to have you on briefly, and I know you'll be back. I know you're all for the internet and the streaming, and that's fantastic, and that's going to be your future, I'm sure. But what's to stop you from going on like a terrestrial again? And I'm sure you could get a show in a flash. Is it you really that against it, or are you still in contract?
Now the non-compete covers terrestrial as well, but even without the non-compete, I'm not looking to move backward. I want to move forward, and forward is the internet. So, given an opportunity to be out of this non-compete, that's the direction I'm headed. I'm going to stream.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art?
I sure do. This is Doug in Orlando.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Go ahead.
I suppose this is a pretty small question compared to the big items we're dealing with here, but those shows, Dark Matter shows, were some of the best ever. And I would love and pay dearly to get a CD of those. Is that ever possible?
Well, again, I don't own them. I'm here big enough to admit I made a big mistake by getting involved with another large company. What I should have done is go to streaming in the first place. But I thought that here's Sirius XM, and I thought, gosh, you know, they came at me and said, Art, we've got satellite radio all over the U.S. and Canada. It was very tempting. We've got streaming that covers the U.S., Canada, and the world, which turned out not to be quite so true. And I thought it was a good opportunity away from terrestrial radio, so I'd give it a shot. My mistake, I should have gone directly to streaming. But, you know, hindsight is 20.
Yeah.
Hey, Art, in the course of these decisions you've made recently that led to you appearing on Sirius XM and led to your subsequent departure, people are wondering what kind of representation you have and what kind of advice you're getting. I mean, during the course of all of this, perhaps through contract negotiations and whatnot, did you have legal representation, or do you even want to comment on that?
No, I didn't. I did not.
Do you regret that, or do you feel like it was okay that you just went it solo?
Well, I'm not sure that legal representation in the beginning would have made any difference. The non-compete still would have been there. I doubt any lawyer would have managed to have that removed. So I guess the time for legal representation is coming now.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Golly.
That's what we need to know. There's a plan.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell?
Hello?
Hey.
Join us.
Oh, it's me.
It is you.
It's you. You're on.
Yeah, this is a guy from Pittsburgh, Ken Martinez.
Oh, boy.
Not my name. Hello, Art.
We're in trouble now.
Hey, buddy. I got a question for you no one's asked. I remember when the movie came out, and they said tornadoes couldn't appear in the L.A. Basin. What about you and Whitley reading an update? The same with the Art of Talk. If they can't keep you on radio, they can't keep you writing a book.
No, they can't keep me from writing a book, and I might just do that. You never know.
How about the Bell Gab coffee table book?
I'm buying 10 copies. Let's do it.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Art Bell?
I do have a question for Art Bell. Well, first of all, I've already got hashtag Free Art Bell going out on Twitter and
everybody
Facebook.
Join them.
This is Matt in Phoenix, by the way. Morphia Flow
Hi.
On the board.
Oh, hey.
Hey, man.
So good to talk to you. So here's my question, actually, kind of skims the periphery of this. I know that Art and George Knapp are good friends, and I believe George Knapp still fills in on Coast. Did that ever put him in an awkward position? Is George supportive?
Did that put George Knapp in an awkward position?
I
think George has been in an awkward position when he came and did the story on me in the first place while he was working for Coast. I'm sure he took some grief about that. Certainly, I've not been in an awkward position. But George, look, I will say it again. I think that he's a great guy. He's a good broadcaster.
Knapp.
And And he does a great paranormal show, as well as a great newscast here in Las Vegas on Channel 8.
Hey, we're leaving out Ian Punnett in this. What's he up to? Do you have any idea? Do you stay in touch with him?
I don't. I know why, of course, he left the air.
Right.
Medical reasons. And I don't know what he's up to.
When you say you know why he left the air, is that something the rest of us don't know?
No, he's got...
No, I think he's got tinnitus.
Yeah, tinnitus. That's it. Exactly. Yeah, because he definitely sounded like he didn't want to leave, but he had to.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm out of questions. What about the rest of you? I would just like to hang out with Art Bell. I mean, like, if you just want to hang out, we can have lemonade. I can ship it.
Listen, I've got dinner coming up probably on the table already, but I did want to do this and glad to answer any questions.
Do you primarily eat Philippine cuisine, or is it just a lot of frozen pizzas and stuff?
We eat a combination of Philippine and American food. There's a lot of good Philippine food, that's for sure.
It's spicy, though, is it not?
No, that would be Thai food. Philippine food is not quite so spicy. Mm.
Well, Art, I'm just in shock. I started listening to you when I was 13. I'm 34 now. You've been, can we do one more question? Just real quick?
Well, how about one more statement?
Okay.
And that is that it seems to me that SiriusXM really doesn't have a good reason to hold me to this non-compete. As long as I don't cross the hours. I mean, they are carrying Coast to Coast now, right? So as long as I don't cross the hours of Coast to Coast, it seems to me that, my goodness, after 6-7 weeks of working for them, I'd be more than glad to purchase the studio equipment that's here and just do a streaming show that does not conflict with Coast and stream it. And I just don't know why they would have reason to hold me to that non-compete unless there's a reason.
Is it just anger? Revenge?
A vendetta on their part, possibly?
Can't rule that out.
Why would we?
You know,
I mean, it's as possible
head,
as anything.
So I'm not in their head, so I really don't know.
Huh. We do have to remember that's a public company, so if we can put enough pressure on them, who knows what could happen.
Falky says he's buying stock, so there you go. That.
Well, Art, I feel better. I'm nervous that you called tonight. It made me nervous, and now my stomach hurts. But on the other hand, I feel reassured that wheels are in motion, as the guy on Seinfeld said. So thank you for calling very much. We're so appreciative.
You're very welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you
for being there.
It was great.
Vicious, but vaguely lovable, and that's why I'm still there.
Thank you, Art. Yeah, Art,
if you ever want to call again, please call.
All right. Yeah. Bye bye.
Okay. Take care, Art. That's Art Bell.
Man.
Wow.
Art Bell, everybody.
You know why I called, right?
You want to end the show now?
Are you kidding me?
you know why I called, right?
Why?
Because I was here.
I don't think anyone's denying that.
Okay. Well, I just want to make it clear.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe because of a comment you made that was considered adversarial on the forum.
No, I was taking you seriously.
Wow, I really am a stupid man. Go ahead.
You've now become number one of my top posters to watch because someone else who held that position before is no longer there, I believe. So you now have number one spot. Enjoy.
Oh, boy. The pressure's on now.
That's right. Today could not have been any better.
I'll tell you what. I never expected this night to be this way, but, man.
I just can't believe that happened. I didn't even really want to do the show tonight. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Redacted.
What's up with your parentheses?
Redacted. Hey. I always thought you were a guy.
Yeah, you're a girl. Wow.
I'm always relieved. Right, I'm always relieved when I know that a Coast Gab user or a Bell Gab user is a female. I don't know why. I just find relief in that for some reason. Anyway, hi. How are you doing? What's up?
Oh, well, I had a great question for Art just to leave everything.
Ask me. I'll pretend to be him.
I've got his phone number so I can give it to you.
All right, cool, because I have to know, this is so critical, mission critical. Is he going to have Madman Markham back on the air as soon as he returns?
Art said that he's not going to be allowed on the air because Art will no longer have guests who are white. So there's that. And
crap, I turned off my radio so I could call in. I missed the good stuff.
You know, white people everywhere we turn, we're just being bitch slapped. I don't know what we're going to do about this. How much are you going to take? I'm just kidding.
It's a burden we have to carry. What can I tell you?
What did you think about that? Wasn't that surreal, Redacted? I mean, wasn't that just... I saw the number come in. I saw the area code. And so I Google searched the area code, and I saw that it was coming from Nevada. And I there's no way that's our
phone. While you were doing that, we were just having a conversation.
No, that's because...
Did we all just have simultaneous heart attacks?
My stomach hurts so bad right now. My stomach is in such... I swear to God, I had coffee on top of it. I really do feel like someone shanked me in the gut.
I had a
spontaneous... Yeah, I had 4 shots of espresso before this, and I'm just
I had coffee myself. Yeah. I know.
I felt like I was talking to an old friend. I really did.
It was so comforting to talk to him. I'm just...
It really was. It was the best therapy.
If I've ever had a man crush.
I thought that was with me, man.
Adorable.
Hey, wait.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What'd you say? I'm just nervous.
I thought the man crush was with me, man.
You're a little old. Sorry to say that. But
distinguished and seasoned.
Well,
And we can't stop now. Now we need to have the what would be the right word for it? The postmodem after or post mortem after that?
Never mind.
You're on the air. What do you have to say?
Hi, Michael. This is Sherry 440.
Hi, Sherry 440.
Hi.
Another female.
Female. I was going to call in and ask Art a question, and I chickened out. In all the decades that I'd listened to him, I never called in. But I wanted to tell you, Michael, for one thing, that I thought you did a stellar job monitoring that or kind of moderating that interview with Art Bell.
Thank you. I don't believe you, but thank you.
No, seriously. You've got what it takes there, Michael, because I remember...
Michael doesn't like compliments, so be careful.
When it was like a train wreck. Well, this wasn't a compliment. The train wreck was sort of a train wreck, but I kind of go back a ways for you, although I've never found this particular broadcast yet.
You didn't like the train wreck show?
I didn't like Evelyn.
You... You bitch.
Hush your mouth.
Let's end this podcast now.
I
cannot stand.
God, I hate women. They're no longer allowed on Bell Gab.
Evelyn was only when the Brock Class was placed, but that's me.
Well, Sherry, keep playing that piano.
Will do.
By the way, what's the context in which you perform? Are you someone we know? Or what do you do on the... I know you press the keys, but what do you do with the piano?
I played here in Portland for 25, maybe 30 years. In fact, I just got a call while Art was winding up from somebody wanting a pianist this Saturday night for somebody canceled. And I almost didn't want to answer. I was like, no, I want to hear the end of this. But the high society stuff, because there's quite a high society here in Portland.
Can you give the name of the venue where you've performed?
Oh, I don't anymore, but we played at the hotels, not taverns or anything, but we played all the big hotels for all the Jewish weddings. If you were a high society person, weddings,
I am.
Bar mitzvahs, all that stuff. Back in the day, there were Christmas parties, holiday parties for big companies, stock markets. Companies and so on. We did all that. So we only played at the big hotels, which there were probably a dozen.
That's some big bucks.
We were the band.
It is.
Yeah, big bucks. It was great.
Boy, my stomach hurts.
Kind of dried up now. Now it's all DJs, so. But it was a good gig.
You guys, thank you, Sherry, very much, and thank you for listening to the show tonight. You guys talk amongst yourselves. I have to take a call.
Talk amongst yourselves.
we'll kibitz.
Yes. I feel
dead.
I feel the need to say, what was your favorite part of that whole experience we just had? What was the one thing that surprised you with his comments?
That he can't even broadcast from his porch.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is that he clearly has the love for still being out there. Hey, looks like we have someone on the line.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? It's Ross again. I hope it's okay that I called in twice.
Oh, time. No. One call at a time, please, sir.
Yes.
Oh,
turn down
God,
your radio.
So, I was so fucking nervous when I was asking Art, just saying that to him in general. You guys just missed a unique opportunity to ask Shirley about the high society stuff. You know, I'm sure she's played at all the cult, you know, high society type things, like in that Stanley Kubrick movie.
Did you just say the occult high society things?
Yeah, I was joking. It was a joke.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. I just making sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, no, you guys did an amazing job. Onan, fuck you for being so amazingly calm the whole time. I mean, you just look perfect.
I'm on drugs. It's okay.
Yeah, that's obvious.
So what you're saying is that's a prescribed calm. Okay, yeah. I won't go there.
Well, it's nice of you to say. Thank you.
But I kind of feel like, you know, if he had called in last week, not that as if he was going to be able to say anything that he, you know, could have said last week. He wouldn't have had anything to say, essentially, last week. But it would have definitely calmed a lot of people's nerves. But, you know, the fact that he did call in and explain everything and was so calm about it.
Oh, I guarantee you, tomorrow... It wouldn't be tomorrow. I guarantee you sometime tonight, somebody's going to pick apart what he said and find reason to piss and moan about it. I guarantee you.
Someone is in their mother's basement doing that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
their nuts cut off if that happens.
Well, you know, hey, as bitter as I sound when I said that, that's part of the deal. You know, people get to post whatever they want here, and sometimes I don't like it, but sometimes it makes me think.
I'm back.
And you know, I don't always welcome it at first, but then I go back and think about it. I'm like, hey, he's got as much right to post as I do. So I bitch and moan, but you know, there it is.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like being at the bar. I mean, not everyone's going to have the same opinion as you. As
exactly. You and I got enough. I got enough broken bones to show that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Being at a completely fucking batshit crazy bar this past week.
That's true. That's true. You know,
I want to comment on something that Art said about the impression that he had about George being a nice guy and how that was the one quality. There's so many things that I think are going to come out in the next few weeks.
God, I hope so.
I know.
Well, just, I mean, if Art goes the legal route, there's the discovery process, which is going to expose pretty much anything that hasn't been exposed thus far.
Exactly, but I'm whatever. Talking with foreign users.
On October 10th of 2000, or October 23rd of 2002, Art Bell made his second point of saying, George gets it. And I always felt like, what the, this was, and my comment has always been that I felt like Art got caught with a hooker and was trying to pass her off as his cousin.
I think Art was just doing people. I think Art had a lot of friends in Premier Radio at that time, or Clear Channel, however you want to view it. And maybe he was just doing them a favor, trying to be a nice guy, and trying to, to facilitate a smooth transition. I don't think it was much more than that, though.
It
was just towing the line. That's all.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if there was a little bit of. I mean, back in the day, he had a stake, right, in the advertising and all of that. That's what made him so powerful in the beginning. It wouldn't surprise me if there was some kind of dwindling down of his value and what he was getting. And he didn't want to ruin the stock that he had helped build. You know?
I think he said the bare minimum of what what was needed. He didn't give a glowing review. He just said, George gets it.
I guess it's just my overall dislike of George that just, you know, Well, never mind. You on how I feel.
We got another caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I've got an answer to all the problems. We need a Bell Gab satellite in orbit.
That's already there, sir.
Already there. There may be one watching you right now.
That's how we handle the moderation system. See, it goes through a satellite, and then it's uplinked to the junction box and the sprocket detachment mechanism. I don't know.
We should name it Aldous One.
And that's
I'd like that. Yeah. I'd like that.
Is this Aldous Burbank?
No, I just think that would be a good name for a satellite.
Aldous One.
Who is this? Who is this?
All right, thanks, guys.
Who is this?
Who is this? Who?
That's my player, Monk.
I enjoy your post, sir.
All right, thank you very much. All right.
That's kind of my shtick. My shtick to tell everyone who calls that they're one of my favorite posters.
You mean it's not true?
Well, I don't really know what more to say. We had Art Bell on the show
for an
himself.
Hour.
I mean, we can sit here and speculate as to everything that's happening, but we had the man himself. What more do you people want from us? Hi, Jasmine. You want to say something? My little baby is sitting here on my lap. I can't believe she hasn't said a word. Normally, she won't be quiet. Hey, baby. Say something. Say hi. She's being shy. She's just staring at the microphone in wonder. What is this thing?
Is Art Bell on the other side of that?
This is not a biscuit. It is, in fact, a microphone. Say hi. Say hamido. That's some Arabic thing. I don't even know what it means. Say hamido. Say it. She's smiling. It's as if she knows she's on an internationally recognized radio show.
Well, we're being simulcast on something else?
I don't know.
I was going to say. TMZ?
I open sourced this thing, baby. Yeah. I don't know what people are doing with it. Anyway, is the show over? I kind of have that feeling we should leave on a high note.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no point in trying to drag this thing out.
We can't help awesome. Do that.
This was awesome. This will be hard to top.
And with that, I agree. This is the Gabcast. I'm MV from bellgab.com. We have the Mud King. We have Eddie Dean and Olin.
Good talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Pray for Goatsy.
Pray for Goatsy.
That's
pray
it.
For Goatsy. See you guys.
Good night.
We'll see you next week. Tonight.